This call is now being recorded.
All right.
John,
yeah.
This is Tech Sally, once again traversing America's highways in the heartland.
Yay!
All right, yeah. The best thing, the greatest thing that could ever possibly happen to American politics occurred over the weekend. Yeezy himself announced that he was going to run for president. Now,
is a different rapper.
Oh, yeah, yeah, thank you, guys. Jesus is running for president. So anyway, that's absolutely brilliant. Because during the VMAs, he gave this crazy, long-winded, rambling speech that lacked any cohesion, coherence, or general logic. And in that, he announced that he was running for president in 2020, which, is absolutely hilarious in every possible way.
Yeah. Well, it is one of those things. I feel like if he can get a security clearance and is vetted for office and is allowed to run, he totally loses all his street cred.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, true. Yeah, so I said let's come up with campaign slogans for him. My first thought was, hey, do you want peace? Vote for Jesus, because he can't even spell war.
War is a four-letter word in his book.
Exactly.
All right.
You got one for me?
I have a few that are in his own words. Here's one liar where he brings up another politician. This is something he might say himself. Balled in and Donald Trump taking dollars from y'all. I don't know what that means, but it's something he actually said. So it might be appropriate if Donald Trump is in fact our next president. So in 2020, it'll be like, hey, balled in and Donald Trump taking dollars from y'all. Kanye, 2020.
Very, very good. My other thought was Kanye. Elect him, and you'll have the second best. The first lady will have the second best sex tape of any first lady in history.
I'm horrified to think what. Oh, is it after Donald Trump?
I'm just leaving that intentionally open ended. It lets the mind wander.
Yes.
Could it be that video leaked to Barbara Bush, you know?
Hang on, let's try out the new camcorder. This one takes tiny tapes. It looks like Dollhouse VHS. Alright, Alright. Let's see here. Did he clarify what you should be running under?
No, I honestly, I think you're just running under a whole bunch of THC.
Not the DNC, the THC. Yes. If he is running under the influence of the DNC, he could, of course, choose Hillary Clinton's personal campaign slogan. Which is also a Kanye West quote, we above the law, we don't give an F by y'all. Which I hear Hillary has a sticker on one of her servers that says that.
Nice. Alright, I was going to say, vote for Kanye, he's done twice as many drugs as Bush, and twice as many women as Clinton.
I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's possible, but I have to say his quality is better. It goes for quality, not quantity.
You definitely would have the hottest first lady you've ever had, as long as he can not run that train off the rails for the next 4 years.
Yeah. Let's see here. Another quote from him. Baby, I'm magic. Ta-da.
Okay.
Single line from a rap song out of context. Yeah, that one's Baby on Magic, West 2020.
All right, and then he'll try to get the Bible Belt with this campaign slogan, Praise Jesus and Vote for Jesus.
You know, it's horrible that you'd say that one, because my next quote was, I just talked to Jesus, he said, what up, Jesus? So, that's
crap.
That's weird that we had that for our fourth, both of us.
Yeah, we both stomped on each other there.
Yes. I think he might go and get George Bush's endorsement, though. Like, I hear you talk to Jesus. I didn't know he spoke Spanish, but that means he's a good Christian.
Yeah, except for I heard from somebody, I don't know who, that George Bush doesn't like black people.
Yeah, it wasn't that he doesn't like them, he doesn't care about them. That was Jesus' quote.
Dang, that would have been perfect had I nailed the quote. Ah.
Yes, I just love Mike Myers standing next to him like, what?
Mike Myers is going, I don't see this anywhere on teleprompter.
All right, you don't have a fifth?
No, I didn't come up with a good fifth. I drank a fifth, but I didn't come up with a fifth.
I have a fifth here. In the endorsement by President Barack Obama, he's a jackass. All right.
When I was writing these, I kept having rhyming ones. I'm like, no, that's just absolutely too white of me to be rapping. So, I tried to rhyme 2020 with money, and I'm like, no, he totally would do that, but no.
Let's see here. We do have some actual news stories to discuss.
I had to have a moment of mirth at the beginning here, because that was just absolutely, I was in the kitchen cleaning up, and I literally dropped a spoon. I was laughing so hard when he said that.
that would be endless fun. I feel like we could also do ones for Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen wants to be the VP if Trump is the president. So that could be, one heartbeat away from the presidency is Tiger Blood.
Nice. Basically, VP would keep doing, engagement trips, goodwill trips to Colombia, Peru, wherever cocaine is coming from nowadays.
Yeah, that would only be, he would be a great VP, that's for sure. I can't forgive him for the last movie I saw, man. Jeez. Machete Kill. Machete Kill by the zombified corpse of Robert Rodriguez. See, most people don't know this, but Robert Rodriguez died in the 90s, and Disney resurrected his corpse to continually make movies with his name on it. And they just keep getting worse and worse and worse. And you can't understand the tone. Like, the tone is like, it's ironic if you're watching it, but it's kind of like trying to be cool, but I've already stated that you're stupid if you think it's cool. So enjoy, dumbass. That's the tone of all his films now.
Having kids, I watch, you know, I've seen the Spy Kids movies. The first Spy Kids, very cool, kind of liked it. I think it was the second Spy Kids one, with the one that had the little miniature animals. That was pretty awesome, pretty cool, watchable. And then like Spy Kids 3D, they just went off the rails. Like, I mean, the plot is just, I mean, just, literally, if you read the plot, your brain will melt and strangle you.
Is that the one where they end with, you know, a 20-minute-long thing about the power of family, and it's like all the family members that have ever existed keep coming, dropping down from the sky on Jet Pack?
I can't remember. No, the 3 is the one where it's inside of a video game, which, you know, that whole premise just hurts my head anyway.
Right. I'm not a fan of sequels. For the first time I watched a movie, and I thought, holy crap, I hope there's a sequel to this. I watched American Ultra, which, I don't know if you've looked into that one at all. I can't really give any opinions about it without giving spoilers, so I will keep them myself. All I can say is I hated Bourne Identity so much, because the Bourne Identity and Bourne Supremacy and all those are, I don't care if I have superpowers and I can do everything and I could probably, like, kill Osama bin Laden on my lunch break, but I don't care. I just want to live my life. Why don't you leave me alone? And the government in those movies is always so stupid, too, because the government's like, we put enough superpowers in him to kill Osama bin Laden on his lunch break. We should probably kill him. You know, so the government is always sending, like, nameless, black-clad murderers to kill the guy, and he's always dispatching them expertly, and it's like, the plot's been done so many times, but like, Bourne Identity was the most whiny bullcrap way of doing it, where it's like, oh, I have all these superpowers, man, I just want to be left alone, man.
It was the same movie as The Long Kiss Goodnight, except for, you know, you don't want to bang the star of it. Well, maybe you do, but I don't.
So we were talking about, that plot line has been done so many times.
Total Recall is the same movie.
Well, there was one called Chronicle, where it's like these guys get, no, not Chronicle, sorry, I am number 4, I think, where it's like, it's basically like Firestarter. Well, Firestarter, yeah, there you go. Firestarter is another one. And then there was a remake of Firestarter. That I don't know if they gave them the credit, but it's like, if those characters that had superpowers grew up and were being hunted by the government because the government wanted to weaponize their abilities and stuff, you know, it's all based in the concept of, yeah, but like, what if, like, we didn't need to fight, like, ever? Like, what if, though? Like, what if, though, like, we didn't have war and stuff? Then, like, the government would be mean and just try to make weapons for people and junk, and that would be bad. And it's like, okay, that's great that you can say what if, but there is war and there are bad guys. So I would like to see a superhero character that's like, hey, I have superpowers. I should probably go kill, like, the baddest person on the planet on my lunch break. and not just be like, I'm selfish, and I just want to eat popcorn all day. Leave me alone, the government.
But it's a, like, Total Recall is the most convoluted plot possible. It's like, okay, they're trying to ferret out who the leader of the resistance is on Mars. So they do that by making Arnold Schwarzenegger forget who he is. He's not supposed to remember who he is, but then he's supposed to be married to the one guy's wife. And then he remembers who he is, he goes to Mars, he joins the resistance, and then, you know, they prove that they're willing to just totally kill everybody in the entire domed area to get at the resistance anyway. So what's the whole point of infiltrating the resistance when they're fully willing to just flat out kill everybody that's in that dome anyway? Like, it's all made of sense. I mean, it's a fun movie. It's absolutely a fun movie, but, yeah, the plot makes no sense.
We were talking, the whiny...
So the actual news, I interrupted you before you started saying actual news.
Oh, but I wanted to say something about the I am four, or whatever the... I am number four. I can't remember what the name of that movie was. Anybody listening to this and they can remember what movie I'm thinking of, where it's people with psychic abilities being hunted by the government because the government's trying to weaponize them. There's a scene where I think the Chinese mafia, there's some Asian mafia that has them cornered on the top of a building, and while they're fighting these other, you know, superpowered people, the mafia starts opening fire on them, and then one of the bad guy, superpower guy, just starts blowing up the mafia, and then they start fighting him harder, and he's, like, throwing them off buildings and throwing giant things into them and, you know, ricocheting their bullets back. And it's the coolest scene, and I thought, I want 90 minutes of this. You know? Not 90 minutes of, I just want to be left alone. I don't care if I can move buildings with my mind and save people's lives. I just want to eat candy all day. If you get my aggravation, when you watch American Ultra, you will see why I like American Ultra, because they confront all these issues. And they do it in a very expository way.
Yeah, well, somebody had a body count one time, and they added up all the people that died because Batman won't kill bad guys. You know, he just puts them in the revolving door, insane asylum.
Yes, not even asylum system.
Arkham Asylum,
Are you feeling well and healthy, Joker? Yes, I am. Okay, out you go.
Wow, how did he escape out of this completely impenetrable fortress that everybody escapes from? All right. So you had actual news. What's the actual news?
Actual news. There's a cop dead in New York. There's a manhunt now. They're trying to find any suspects. The cop was found dead and stripped of his weaponry. There's very little to go on. And I think this is just going to be a really bad thing if they don't cough up some corpses for this cop's murder. Because I don't know if you know this, but there's a lot of people out there who don't like police. And, if they see a cop get killed and, killers get away with it, it might start some crap.
You know, this is where I was saying, you know, that it's good line between privacy and safety. But, you know, a lot of cops are fighting against the whole concept of having cameras on them. Here would be a good example. Why it would be a good thing to have a cloud backed up camera on every cop. For their own good and for the safety of the public.
Yeah, I could not agree more. I would love to have off-site recording for images on the cameras, so that the, you know, anything happens like that, well, we got the picture of the guys running away, and we already figured out who they are, and now we're gonna knock on everyone they've ever known. Door to see if they've seen them in the past couple days.
I already, by the way, my Facebook has a couple of crazies that believe every conspiracy theory that's out. And the new one, they're claiming that the journalist here in Virginia that got shot, that was a false flag operation.
Oh, of course it was. False flag operations work. Right.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, these people didn't really exist. I'm like, they went to James Madison University. They got a picture of the, I've seen this lady while she was alive. I mean, what the heck, people? Not everything is a conspiracy. And to what end? You know, what does the government get out of killing, the happiest-go-lucky cameraman that ever frickin' lived? We got people in the area here that worked with them, and then our little local station, the lady interned at our station, we used to watch her in the mornings. It's like why, and yet people on the internet with keyboards are literally harassing people that are saying they miss their friends. They're saying, oh, you know, this is terrible, my friend got killed. And the crazy conspiracy people are going, he didn't exist, you're a shill. Like, how callous and insane do you have to be to do that to somebody who's grieving?
Yeah, it's hard to quantify.
They're also harassing, the same kind of people are harassing Sandy Hook victims, parents whose kids were murdered. You know, 6-year-old kids were murdered, and they're going,
your kid didn't really exist.
I
saw the picture, you know, that little girl seems to be throwing up the devil horn. It
hurts my soul.
Horn, therefore, Illuminati sacrifice, you know?
Yeah, or she has, what's that disease that Dutch people get that, you know, they have to have the tendons fixed in their arm. Ronald Reagan had as well. That's maddening. And anytime any of these things make the news, the crazies all say it's a conspiracy. And I'm like, okay, you know, it's one thing if you believe it and you talk to your other crazy people, but, you know, take a moment and think, hey, would my actions hurt somebody if they're posting on their own Facebook page how they miss, you know, they're grieving because their friend got killed. Take a minute to think, hey, maybe it's worth listening and not pushing my agenda that I believe everything is a government conspiracy. Like, how do these people function? They're like, you know, the price of milk goes up 4 cents, and they're like, that's it, the Illuminati.
How did you know about the milk conspiracy? That's what I want to know. At the next Illuminati meeting, we're going to have to discuss you. You knew about that.
I follow Boyd the Milkman on Twitter. By the way, he's a video game character, but yeah, he's absolute crazy character from a video game, and the Twitter feed is just as insane. Random exclamation marks, complaints about squirrels reading his mind. You know, your standard Sandy Hook deniers.
Yeah, that's pretty frustrating. I saw a brilliant, I think my friend who was posting the idiotic bullcrap that Farrakhan was posting, I think he may have started to have some logic in his brain regarding the subject, because he posted a woman talking about, you know, hey, Farrakhan, you know, what the hell? If you are the black woman talking, she's like, hey, you know, I respect what the Nation of Islam does for the community, but why are you going out into the community and, you know, telling people to die, telling people to go fight cops, to go fight the state? Why are you telling people to do that? You have an army already. You have the entire Nation of Islam. Why are you going to a church and saying, hey, non-Nation of Islam people, die for me. Die for me.
Oh, and here's been my point all along, is, yeah, you can hear a quote from anybody. I mean, one of the people I agree least with on the planet is Deepak Chopra. And if Deepak Chopra said the sky was blue, you know, I'd have to agree with it. You know, I could even post the quote on my Facebook wall. You know, it's, so the people sometimes will quote somebody and you agree with that quote, but that doesn't mean you agree with everything they say. I mean, a perfect example is the quote, and I saw it on somebody's Facebook wall. It says, I consider myself a soldier for Christ. Had that up on their Facebook wall, attributed to C.S. Lewis. The actual quote comes from Hitler.
Oh, wow. My friend wasn't just quoting someone who he agreed with one thing they said, because, you know, when I confronted him about it, he started defending, you know, defending him in the most pretentious way, and of course insinuating that I was just a scared white person when confronted with the strength and power of Louis Farrakhan. I just didn't know what to do. And that was the first thing he said. So I was like, no, you're not playing that card on me, buddy. And I posted just link after link of, you know, ridiculous crap Louis Farrakhan said that's insanely racist and anti-Semitic. He comparing himself to Hitler. I found an ADL PDF on Louis Farrakhan that just documents him inside and out on what a fake charlatan he is, how he manipulates, you know, any friendly media source to look like some sort of tortured religious leader, when in fact he is just a complete fraud. Yes, he might be incredibly educated, but he's a fool. Like, he's an absolute fool. He has none of the wisdom of Islam. He might know everything about Islam, sure, fine. But he doesn't have any of the wisdom of Islam. And I think,
okay, wait. Is he Nation of Islam or Islam?
He's Nation of Islam.
Okay,
you know,
that's a different beast there than actual Islam.
They've studied Islam. They study actual Islam in Nation of Islam. And yes, while he is very educated, he's so foolish that he doesn't realize everyone is an individual. He thinks that you, as someone who appears Caucasian, even though you're black, he thinks that you would remember you crawling in the hills of Europe on all fours, covered in hair. In one of his speeches, he's talking about how white people weren't any better than blacks not too long ago, when they were covered in hair, crawling in the hills of Europe. Now, I'd like to point out that by a quick run of the numbers, that's about 75,000 years ago. So he is literally saying black people nowadays are as evolved as white people 75,000 years ago. That's how much catching up to do Black Staff do. And then he calls Black savages over and over and over again. Remember, this is Louis Farrakhan I'm talking about, not a Ku Klux Klan leader. No. Louis Farrakhan. He is a eugenicist. He literally thinks blacks are stupid and are less intelligent than white people as a whole. They are 75,000 years less evolved than white people. These are the stuff that came out of his mouth. Like, this guy is ridiculous. And if you are a black person, if you hear me say those words and go, hey, how dare you say those words, you should remember, you should feel that way towards Louis Farrakhan. That's how you should feel towards him. When you see his dumbass face, you should go, oh, that guy is a jerk who thinks I am as stupid as a caveman. That's what you should think, because that's what he thinks. And that's why he went into a church, not a mosque, not a Nation of Islam temple, but no, he went into a church and demanded of those church people, those Christian blacks, that they should die for him. So yeah, you should be upset, not at me, you should be upset at him. And after I posted a bunch of this stuff, this very logical stuff, because he goes, oh, I'm sorry if you are intimidated by a black man that shows truth to power, but he is a strong man,
but,
bubbly, you know, the stuff. And of
course, you know, I mean, you're talking about a guy who says people should be killed because of the color of their skin.
Right. An idiot. Not an idiot, a fool. An absolute fool. No, I shouldn't say an idiot, because, yeah, he is very intelligent. He's just, he has no wisdom behind anything that he says.
Definitely. Man, there must have been a heck of a storm came through this town. There are trees down everywhere. I wonder if the power's out. All right. I am arrived. I will talk at you later.
All right. Bye con Dios, hermano mio.
And don't forget, praise Jesus, vote for Jesus.
He's a jackass.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.